Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Today's message gets me crying already.
Yeah, she's got tears going down her cheeks already, streaming down, not just like one little one trickling down.
Yeah, it's very interesting because this one's got me confused, but yet I'm crying, and that's the energy of this theme. Jealousy.
Jealousy,
Ah.
the
Yeah.
green-eyed monster.
It's like I get confused with it, but I want to cry. I want to cry with it
Aww.
again. Wow. It's so emotionally draining. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So we were talking about experiences where, other people might have been jealous at us, and then you're trying to figure out why are they jealous at us? Because there shouldn't be any reason. And then, I think back to things where I was jealous of somebody else, and there's a lack of mentality with it. There's something that you're lacking, you're missing. And then I hear the word joy. Joy. Oh.
Oh, that's interesting, because I was going to explain a little bit about when you were saying we were talking about a few situations. And I think
Yeah.
when people think of jealousy, they think of material things. I'm jealous of the person has that house, or they have a car I want. Our situations, Kim, were not material at all that we were discussing about jealousy. It
Right.
was, these were loving, joyous, like that beautiful, miraculous moment of life that's just so full of life, of joy, of everything good. It's just magical. Those were the moments we were discussing when there were very different experiences Kim and I had, but we were in those experiences, and then someone else, like suddenly we felt this energy of jealousy come to us. And jealousy will and can, doesn't have to, but it can overtake the joy energy.
Yeah. Because it just felt like my heart just got like not crushed but pressure, and that's when I heard you're lacking joy.
Ah.
It's like maybe it's yeah. And they're like sometimes you just need to create joy in your life. So oh. Oh.
Or perhaps believe that you are worthy of
Yeah.
receiving joy or
Yes.
experiencing joy. You know,
Yeah.
some people just simply won't allow joy in their lives. They want it. It's in them. They desire it. They just, you know, like joy to them is, it's a worthiness thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's worthy of joy. Just as a side note, everyone is worthy of joy.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. There's something about.
Ah.
The feeling, if you catch yourself looking at somebody and being jealous of what they have, what their experience is, some of their joys in life, like if you catch yourself today, or even if you start thinking somebody might be jealous of you and you're sitting in your corner being like, ah, well, that's weird. Why are they jealous of me? I don't have anything. I don't have anything that they should want. Like, that's just weird. Why would they be jealous of me? There's a energy and essence that has to do with joy. So it goes on both sides. So if you're feeling it from somebody, there's something inside of yourself that is also looking for joy also.
Yes, or another thing that I got too is if you're the one who's feeling the jealousy from someone and
Yes.
you're in, say, a joyful state, like rather than turning down your joy, perhaps turn it up a bit and even more and
Yeah.
send that person who you sense their jealousy, send them your joy. There's not a like there's not a lack of joy. There's not It's infinite. You're never going to run out. You could send that person joy forever and you would never run out of your own joy or overdo it for them. Like it's an infinite experience. That's what's interesting to me here, Kim, is that a lot of times people, like I said, open with this, that a lot of times people associate joy with material things, and we do have limitation on material things, but we have no limitation on the essence of joy. Which is really the deeper thing that's going on.
Yeah.
Even with the material stuff, people are jealous they have a house because they think that house is going to make them happy or bring them joy. Well, you know what? That person who has that house may have felt the joy first and then they got the house. Who knows? But yep. The essence of joy.
I feel more calm now. I feel more calm.
But I was going to ask, how are those tears? How's that?
Yep.
How's that?
Back to feeling balanced. It's good.
Very good.
It's good. Oh, interesting. Interesting what emotions do.
That was a beautiful release. Yep. It can also be called a beautiful healing, rebalancing. Oh. Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much, Kim. Oh. You're amazing, the stuff you do for all of us. Thank you so much.
Thank our spirit world for this one, and just the energy. In reality, it's all just energy.
Yep.
So it's you, me, it's everything.
Yeah.
And it's just giving it. And it just wants to be seen and heard, that's all. And that's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have fun playing with the essence of joy today. And until next time.